and that he even answered it. But props to Pruitt, because I thought
was that after he answered that question, was that right after when Fulmer went on and backed him up?
I'm not sure. So I wasn't listening live. So I'm not sure as to the order of the events, but yeah, that's where I was headed. Was yeah, Fulmer also had some interesting comments supporting Pruitt, and then there was a comment that he made about Johnny Majors that
oh my god, I have it, like it's ridiculous in itself.
Yeah, so we'll get into that as well.
He pretty much did an 8-minute filibuster on pretty much just I don't know, man. It's from what he said, and then from what's going on, and the way Pruitt's been saying, I feel like they both got to go.
Yeah, so we will evaluate the current state of the program. Had a little bit of NBA news last night, a Woj bomb. So we'll get into that as well. Look at that. We'll recap that Ravens Steelers game that happened yesterday afternoon, and then. Matt, take a look at some of these NFL games and college games coming up this weekend. 865-546-8200 is our number if you want to get on the G3 Help Me hotlines. Also, Chance, what you just said about maybe running both of them out of here. I think we might have to redo the intro.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when we first had that intro?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody lost their mind.
It was
everybody loved it.
It was the talk of the town on Twitter.
Yeah, it gets me pumped up every time. Yeah, and now it's just like, oh.
We were voted best intro at the station. Definitely like a hype music to get you ready in the morning. Everybody
and
loved
now,
it.
Now here we are.
And everybody here's like, oh, here's Fulmer again. Here comes the blitz.
You don't have to have an S on your chest. You darn sure got to represent that T.
Yeah, it was a good, and that was actually obviously when we first started, and that was when Fulmer kind of had first gotten hired too. So it only been a couple months on the job, worked out perfectly. But now, yeah, man, he came out of the shadows to really. I don't think he didn't make me feel any better. It just felt like he stepped around it and kind of. I know we'll talk more about it in the next segment, but kind of just like he did the thing of. Not being aware, really, of what's going on. Like,
yeah.
And trying to talk to the fans like they're not aware of what's going on and just trying to sugarcoat it. And
that's the problem. Because we're not stupid. This fan base is not stupid. We can see what's going on. We have eyes. We've watched this terrible football team for far too long. This season that was supposed to be shortened, only 10 games, feels like it's lasted an eternity. So, we are nearing the end. But yeah,
young team.
It's just frustrating. So 865-546-8200 again, and that's our number to get on the G3 Help Me hotlines. If you want to get in, give us your thoughts on Jeremy Pruitt or Philip Fulmer in the comments they made. We will get into those on the other side. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blitz on Fan Run Radio. .1016 back on the Blitz. Brandon Chance and Charlie talking about this football team.
It's tough sometimes to talk about.
It's draining. It's draining. It really is.
Draining, exhausting, competitive.
Well, let's start with Fulmer's comments. Again, I don't know what order these things happened in last night, but. Let's start with Fulmer and what he had to say as far as the current state of the program and on Jeremy Pruitt. He was asked, or he came on and backed Pruitt. He said, "We have a great fan base. I love our fans. But I'm going to tell you, there's nobody more impatient than Jeremy Pruitt. He's intense and relentless and relentless to get done what he wants to get done." I don't know. It like you said, Chance, it's just the tone deafness of it. I mean, especially, and I've never, if you'll remember before Fulmer was hired, what did everybody want out of the AD? I guess even before Curry was hired.
Somebody that was more in tune with the fans, I
accountability.
Guess? I don't know. I don't remember.
Tennessee guy. Tennessee everybody guy. Wanted a Tennessee guy. Somebody with Tennessee ties.
Oh, yeah. That was the big thing.
And Curry kind of checked that box. He had been here before.
We need one of us.
Yeah. Somebody who knows, somebody who's been, who went to school here, who knows Tennessee. And that, would you not say that's what Fulmer is?
Oh, absolutely.
But it's frustrating when that's what we wanted. That's what everybody was clamoring for. And I don't really, and I'm not one of these people that, I don't think the AD has to be a Tennessee guy. That just, I mean, it doesn't make sense. Get somebody who can do the job. But when you've got somebody who is, quote unquote, one of your own, and the fan base is, for the most part, very upset, very frustrated with the product that you're putting out on the field, and you want to get on Vol calls and say, nobody's more impatient than Jeremy Pruitt. We need patience. This fan base has been patient long enough. I mean, what we've been bad for. I mean, you had a glimmer of hope in 2015 and 2016, but that was fool's gold. I mean, this program has been in the dumps for a long time. Don't preach patience to this fan base. I mean, and then goes on. This is what he said about what I mentioned earlier about Johnny Majors. And I don't know. It just seems strange. I mean, Johnny Majors passed there earlier this year. He said, an interesting statistic I found was Coach Majors was 14-15-1 in his first 30 games. Coach Pruitt is 15-15 in his first 30 games. I really think we're a better football team than our record has shown.
Well, I think we all know that. Like, we all thought, we all think that to an extent. It's like, yeah, this team should be a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all
aware of that.
I don't personally have as big of problems with his comments as a lot of people do.
Well, here's the thing. Go ahead.
The thing is, there are so many things that you can say, and pretty much everything you can say will be taken the wrong way, no matter what you say.
Right. I mean, when you're losing like this, people are going to find some way to.
Yeah, I mean, if you say anything at all, it's the wrong thing. And, you know, if he still. I mean, he has to say something, right?
Well, he didn't for a long time. It's the first time he's said anything about the program, about the struggles.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's had COVID for a while, or for a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, but he's kind of been in the shadows, not really taking any heat.
My biggest problem with the quote, with his comment about Johnny Majors, is you can't compare those two. You can't compare Johnny Majors and his first 30 games having a very similar record to Jeremy Pruitt in his first 30 games. Those two things are not the same. Johnny Majors was coming off of a national championship at Pitt and came to Tennessee where it was a complete disaster and then turned it around.
Yeah.
I would say it's harder to win now, though, and our roster is probably worse now than it was back for Johnny Majors.
Well, I mean, I don't know about the roster and how you could compare.
Yeah, that's a good point. You can't really compare the rosters. But it is tougher to win now than it was then.
I mean, I do think it is a lot tougher. I mean, you've got Georgia, Florida, Alabama. I mean, the conference as a whole is better. But
I just don't like it because, like what you're saying, you can't compare Johnny Majors and Jeremy Pruitt, their situation. At the same time, it's like you're throwing out Majors out here like for nostalgia to like reel the fans back in. That's not genuine.
I don't think that's the message at all. I think he was just looking for an example of a coach that struggled early on and succeeded.
Him and Johnny Majors didn't even like each other.
Yeah, exactly. So why would he want to mention him for nostalgia? That doesn't make sense.
It's for the fans, is what I'm saying. Like, he's speaking to the fans. He's not speaking, like, I mean, to what he...
Yeah, I know he's speaking to the fans. He's saying, hey, look, here's a coach that struggled and then later succeeded. Not, oh, think about Johnny Majors. Woo.
I mean, that's exactly what it sounded like. Hey, remember Johnny struggled? Y'all remember that? Coach Major struggled, and look what happened. That's exactly what it sounds like.
It's not a bad point, though. Sometimes it does take coaches a little bit longer. Now, does that mean that I believe in Jeremy Pruitt? No, but, I mean, sometimes it does. When you're as bad as you are and when you're as down in the dumps as you are, sometimes a rebuild can be slow.
Well, Fulmer did the normal cop-out thing.
What these comments told me was not to expect a coaching change. I don't think it's coming.
He 100% is backing him.
I mean, I could be wrong, but...
You're stuck with him for another year.
Hey, you know how we feel about Jeremy Pruitt right now?
Yeah.
They were feeling that way about Johnny Majors. He was not well-liked when he took over, and it was struggling like he was.
I don't know. I wasn't around here in that time and didn't follow Tennessee as closely. I'd like to hear maybe from a Phil or somebody. I feel like Johnny Majors was liked a lot. And maybe that came after the turnaround. I'm not sure about, I guess, leading up to it when he first got here and they struggled.
Well, I mean, I do know, and again, none of us were around.
Yeah.
I would like to hear from Phil or somebody and get their thoughts on it. I do know when Majors was hired, it was a huge deal that he was coming back to Tennessee. Huge deal. And, I mean, I'm sure once they didn't get off to a very hot start, like you said, Charlie, I'm sure that there was criticism and all that being thrown around. But I just – I don't know. I don't see how you can sell – that the program's going in the right direction right now.
When it clearly has regressed from where you thought ending the season, bringing that into this season, and then on top of last season too, the Georgia State, but you finish strong, and you think, man, it's going to be a pretty good year this year. Pretty good. And the worst we were talking about was 5-5. It may not even get to 4 wins.
Oh, I mean, we're not getting to 4 wins. No.
That's what I'm saying. They may not even get to 4 if they don't play that Vanderbilt game.
I mean, we're getting to 3, probably.
Oh, my mom texted me. She was here 80-84, and she said that, yeah, he was not well liked.
I feel like your mom's biased. I feel like your mom's biased.
So 80-80.
What is that supposed to mean?
You're her son. She's got to support your opinion.
She actually texted me before I said it. That's why I said it.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
So that's. 80-84. That would have been.
Eighty would have been his third year. Right about when he would have been 14-15-1.
I mean, yeah. So that would have been coming. So that would 80 would have been his fourth year. He was 4-7 his first year, 5-5-1, and then 7-5 in 79. So that was his first 30 or so games.
What's even more? No, go ahead, Charlie. I mean, Brandon.
And then 5-6 in 81. 8-4 in 81, or 5-6 in 80, 8-4 in 81.
I really want to just know like what some of the people think like about like the people who went through the Love Majors went through it, just comparing that to Pruitt where they stand too. Like, and maybe there was some discontent at first, and maybe we are being a little bit tough on him, but it's just the product on the field.
Oh, I'm sure we are. I mean, I know I am
slightly.
We
have to get to this Philip from Wartburg though. That was the highlight of everything, the Vol calls after you guys played that for me during the break.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. So this was I think this happened before the Fulmer comments, after I looked a little bit. But again, and I don't know if this was the only call that got through, but this was Philip from Wartburg asking Jeremy Pruitt a question on Vol calls last night.
Let's go to Philip, who joins us from Wartburg, Tennessee. Philip, you're on with Coach Pruitt.
Hey, Coach. I got a quick question for you. Yes, sir, Philip. A lot of us fans want to know, when you going to admit you're not a ball coach and go back to Alabama?
See ya.
Well, Philip, I don't know. You got to know I'm pretty hard-headed, right? So, I do feel like that there's probably things that we all can improve on. I feel your frustration, man. I'm with you. I'm frustrated, too. But we're working hard, all right? And we're going to continue to work hard to put a product out there that you'll be proud of. How about that?
I love how he gets them. We're frustrated too, man.
Like I said, to his credit, I thought he answered that question about as well as he could have.
Oh, on the spot like that? Yeah, actually did a pretty good job of answering the question.
I
love the question.
I hate the question. I mean, Philip, don't be a bad person. Like,
I love it. I love just, somebody actually just like putting them. Yeah,
well,
putting
if you're going to challenge a coach, do it intelligently. Don't just, when are you going to admit you're not a ball coach and go back to Alabama? Like, that doesn't do anything. That just makes you an ignorant buffoon. All right, it just makes our fan base look even more embarrassingly worse. And if you like that, then that's just dumb of you too. But
I like it, Charlie. So I guess it's just dumb of me.
But
questions being asked.
Well, then ask an actual tough question. Like, hey,
he's not a journalist, dude. He's a fan, fanatic. This is a Vol call show. He's not supposed to be Blake Topmeyer there.
Sorry. What a great. Question. He's not admit you're not a ball.
He's not supposed to be professional. This is a fanatic. This is a fan.
No, I mean, it's just unnecessary. But anyway, I think that the way Pruitt answered it though is a good reminder for some of us fans to try to separate our feelings from him. As a coach, from him as a human, because yeah, he has his shortcomings as a coach. We're all pretty upset with him, and he's a bad coach. He's failing, but I mean, he's a good guy, and you know, I feel like you should stick to attacking his coaching and not him as a person.
Love it, Philip. Keep it coming.
This is the Blitz on Fan Run Radio.
Rocking around. Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. We're rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit ring.
10:34 back on the Blitz. This segment brought to you by our friends over at FanDuel. We've been telling you about FanDuel for a while now. And as you know, sports gambling is now legal in the state of Tennessee, and FanDuel Sportsbook has got you covered. You can place your first bet on FanDuel risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. No strings attached. Any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you get your entire bet back up to $1,000. You get that back in bonus site credit so you can take another shot at winning some cash. Tonight, I believe there are you got a couple of college football games. No NFL game tonight. You got Louisiana Tech, North Texas. Maybe you want to put some money on that. Air Force, Utah State. And then got some pretty good college basketball games tonight as well. But with FanDuel, the generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They got a simple, easy-to-use app, live betting on every game. And you can do a same-game parlay, maybe put a couple games together, make a parlay that way. However you want to do it, and once you win, FanDuel is going to get you your money in as little as 24 hours because that's the right thing to do. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code BLITZ so they know that we sent you to the right place. Again, FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code BLITZ. You must be 21 years or older, present in the state of Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Let's go over to the G3 Help Me Hotlines. Get a call from Phil. What's up, Phil?
What do you say, Brandon?
How's it going?
How you Chance and Chuck doing?
We're holding up. Trying to get ready for this game this weekend.
Where's the fabulous one?
He had a doctor's appointment this morning. He should be on his way. He should be here any minute.
He's going to have a doctor's appointment last week. A lot of time off.
I don't know, Phil.
Shots fired.
Oh, Lord. Guys, I want to start this comparing Fulmer making his comments about Pruitt and Majors is kind of it's kind of comical, really. Year three of Majors, he beat Auburn, he beat Notre Dame, and he played Alabama a 10-point game in Birmingham. And Alabama's ranked number one in the country. And Jeremy Pruitt gets rolled by everybody. I think in Majors' first 4 years, I saw something on the Vol Nation a little while ago that Majors was only beat four times at 20 points was the biggest margin of loss. And can't say that about Jeremy Pruitt. He gets rolled every game, more than that.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really get the comparison either. I mean, like I said, I mean, you've got Johnny Majors, who was a proven winner.
Well, the comparison, what I said, and I know Charlie disagrees, but it's just like a PR move. Like, hey, like, you remember Johnny Majors struggled like this, comparing him to one of the greats in Tennessee football history. Like,
yeah,
it's like you said, it's laughable.
Yeah, it took Majors a while to turn it around. I mean, they didn't win an SEC championship until 1985, and then the first really good year they had was 1983 when they were, I think they went 9-3 that year.
Yeah, 9-3 and won, they won the Citrus Bowl.
Yeah, and but Tennessee always was able to pull games they weren't supposed to win during that time frame. They upset people, and that's something Jeremy Pruitt has failed to do. Well, he beat Auburn down there. Auburn's a miserable team.
I didn't like it, too, when Fulmer said, well, and look at, we're a better team. Look at what happened in the, I mean, you still lost the game.
Yeah, the team plays, they're playing hard.
Yeah, they played hard in that Auburn game was also Fulmer's comparison. Like, buddy, they lost that game.
Yeah, by double digits.
Yes. How hard were they really playing out there?
Did he really say we're the best 2-5 team in the country? Is that what he said?
I don't know about that. Hope not. But he made it seem that way. I could see where somebody.
I don't think he said.
Let me go
I don't think.
Up no, other he did. 2-5 teams. I'm sure.
He said. He said that we're better than our record shows.
Yeah.
But
are we?
I don't know. I don't know if we are or not.
Still got Gitmo, don't we?
I don't know. They've not
Johnny
been.
Johnny Majors wouldn't even put up a Gitmo. I guarantee Philip Fulmer wouldn't put Gitmo out there for an extended period of time.
Heck no.
Man, it's ridiculous.
There are very few teams that are 2-5, by the way.
Sucker, so you're blaming Tennessee fans for this predicament we're in right now?
Yeah, he is.
Me? Not at all. I'm blaming our failure as administration and our coaching.
Well, why can't fans complain? They're the ones financing this bull crap over there and getting nothing in return.
I mean, what I'm saying is just do it in a respectful manner. You don't have to.
Why be respectful?
They're not
why
journalists.
Be respectful?
They're
why
not
be
journalists. They're no, fans.
Chance, I'm not talking. Hold up. Why be respectful? I mean, it's just human nature. Even if you're upset with him as a head coach, like he's also a human being that is a good person. You can respectfully challenge him. You don't have
you
to be disrespectful.
The presidential election?
What?
You watched the presidential election?
Yeah, and neither of those people are good
exactly.
examples of anything.
There's all kinds of trash being thrown out there. It's a new time, a different era now. There's no respect now.
Let's bring back respect. Let's bring it back. It's not too late.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Well, I want to win before I die. How about that?
That's fair.
You're still young. You might have a chance to see him good one day.
It's very true. I think that's that might be where a lot of people are. I say, like, I don't think that it's the fans' job to be respectful. Like, don't go personal shots and go after his family or nothing like that.
I mean, I don't think it's a fan coach or anything. It's just a human decency thing. Just be respectful to other humans, regardless of fan coach or just a guy you see in Subway tomorrow. Like,
well, you think it's been respectful by not saying you got a contract extension and then, you know, giving somebody a $6 million raise for no reason?
Talking to you.
I mean, I wouldn't consider that disrespectful nor respectful. I would consider that unrelated.
What it is, it's stupidity. And people can't get upset. Hey, that place over there is it's a cess pond. They don't even know what the heck they're doing.
I feel you. I'm very, very frustrated myself, Phil. I understand.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I would just like to take this second to interject to say that that's not really the point of the topic of conversation here was whether the question was respectful or disrespectful. The topic of conversation is about the answer.
Well, what's the answer then, Fabulous?
We're not really talking about I did not leave hearing about this by, you know, thinking to myself about the caller. To me, it was about the answer. To me, it was about Jeremy Pruitt kind of saying, hey, look, I know everybody's frustrated. I feel that frustration too. And to me, that was part of the good. I mean, there's plenty of things to come out of vault calls last night, but I got to be honest, the caller was not at the top of my own list.
No, but it's just the media wants to make Tennessee fans act like we're all a bunch of idiots, which we're really not. But we're, after about 20 years of seeing ridiculous your program going from the top all the way down to the bottom, it's very frustrating to keep watching same old crap mistakes made over and over again.
It is. And I mean, I didn't see it at the top, but it's still frustrating to watch it to continue to fall.
And then you got the one who's going to destroy UT football twice, and he'll be fired twice. See?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Things are going well.
I can tell. I can tell. How are you guys?
Yeah. Well, we didn't get to start with basketball today, Rick.
No, we didn't start with basketball. We did not start on a positive note today, Rick.
You know, we gotta take that lesson and really remember to implement it going forward.
3 days.
We got to start every single day with basketball day going
forward. Things are probably not going to get that much more positive as we go back to the G3 Help Me Hotlines and get a call from Jamie. What's up, Jamie? Set them straight, Jamie.
You know I'm fitting to. So you don't think that within that $4 million paycheck that's got a little thin skin clause in there?
Charlie?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you mean?
He's saying Pruitt has thin skin. He should. He's a football coach. He shouldn't have
really
thin skin.
I don't really think he has thin skin, especially given the way he answered it. He didn't show any anger.
Oh, you didn't catch him last week when somebody asked him about fans that would say something about the direction of the program. He said, "Ask me a football question. Ask me a football question." You don't remember that? It was only a week ago.
I do remember
his press
that.
Conference.
This is not me defending Pruitt in any way. None of this last 43 minutes has been me defending Pruitt. I was simply saying separate your feelings from him as a human being and him as a coach. That's all I'm saying.
We know what it was. You're picking at the vegetables instead of worrying about the steak is what you're doing.
Ooh.
And as far as ball calls is concerned, guys, look, that whole program – is like a state-run broadcast to send out to everyone who doesn't know any better that the message is positive. It's like Baghdad Bob.
I'm aware of that. I'm surprised that caller even got through, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's my point. I mean, as when you get a chance to sneak in and infiltrate, you know, and leave a bomb and run, it's got to be a bomb. You know, you can't just come in and tiptoe around because it continues to send the message like, okay, see, that guy's just a little pit. He's a little ticked. He's not. No, you got to let it be known. Look, man, we're not all out here saying give him more time, Johnny Majors, blah, blah, blah. Speaking of guys about Johnny Majors, you guys want to change your intro? Get that pre-85 Sugar Bowl Johnny Majors. You talk about putting a tear in your eye, make you want to run through a brick wall. Make them remember you as long as they live. Where you hit them, knock
attack.
Them downfield.
Attack.
Attack. Attack. Attack. Attack. Always attack. But you talk about it, and I'm so glad we're going to – I hope y'all go ahead and go through that. I'm sorry, tired of hearing Philip Palmer on there. And how about getting it done, okay, with your orange shirts and your white hats? They're jerseys and helmets, Coach. But anyway, yeah, I got to defend the caller Philip on the show last night. Man, look. The problem isn't the way the fans talk to Jeremy Pruitt. The problem is the way Jeremy Pruitt has run his program. And at the end of the day, we're his boss. And when you get mad at one of your employees, sometimes they got to get a little bit of wrath from you to see where you're at. They don't need to think that everything, you know, I can just do what I want, get away with it. No, they need to hear it sometimes. And I think last night he got a little bit of that tough love from Philip. Chance, long time no talk, man. Good to talk to you again, man. Merry Christmas, you guys. Hang in there.
I appreciate the call, Jamie.
Hey, thanks, Jamie.
One thing, because I don't think the way that the fans talk about the program or on Volk or whatever, I think they could care less. I think Fulmer can care less about that. I think what they do care about and what I'm interested to see is how many people are going to be in Neyland Stadium on Saturday.
Yep.
I mean, it's still Tennessee, Florida. I mean, it's going to – so there's that. It's going to be a little cold. Probably going to get our butts kicked. But it's also the first time you've played a game in Neyland Stadium in like a month and a half.
Hey, preseason, these tickets, the cheapest one was near $300. Now you can get one for about $48.
Why would you pay $48 for that mess?
The Blitz.
All right, here we go back here on the Blitz, 10:50 a.m. Rick, Brandon, Chance, and Charlie hanging out with you right now. Guys, thanks for holding it down for the beginning of the show today. Great job. I thought really kind of talking about the, I guess the big news of the day is the Vol calls, and I don't really have too much to add to what you guys were saying because I thought you covered a ton of ground there. The only thing that I would add is this, and really it's a continuation of, I think, what you guys were saying. You know, when I read the story, and especially kind of just the comparison to Johnny Majors, I was left a little bit confused. You know, I there certainly is that sense on the broad level, you know, yes, it is tougher now. There are more things that are harder now. And of course, every single program is going to need a little bit of time to get things going. But even from aside the on-the-field points that you guys were talking about, the world is so much more different and so much more things that you have to compete with and focus on in today's game. Just think about social media alone. The ability for any recruit or any player or any fan to have the ability of social media, we've seen where it's gotten people in trouble numerous times. You look at there are more talented players vying for spots than there were then. There are more coaches vying for more spots than there were back then. The game is just a completely different game on so many different levels. And that's why I think I was a little bit confused, just like you guys were.
Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Like Jamie said, I mean, it's Vol calls is just, I mean, like you said, it's a university run thing, yeah, to give
pump a little positivity out there,
a little positive spin on things, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I mean, I think Jamie's the one that said it is right. But I mean, the people out there, the Vol for lifers on the Facebook or whatever, those fans, it's those that will buy into that. And I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine. But I mean, don't try to spin it for the rest of us that this team is improving. Or I mean, just this fan base has seen enough. We know what good football is. We know when things aren't. I mean, like, I don't know. It's just frustrating.
No, right. I totally feel you there. And some of it, as you guys had mentioned earlier, some of it is us breaking down things that we would never be breaking down had it, the season even just been going average. But at the same time, it's where we're at. And where we're at is a combination of these years of feeling disappointment. But then also, there have been moments where you felt optimism, and there have been moments where you feel like, you know what? I think that Tennessee might actually be on the right track here. To think that we won 8 straight football games, I know that, you know, we can go back and look at the competition, but it's still somewhat of a feat to win 8 straight football games. Think that we did that, and then it just kind of meant nothing. Well, we've just been on a roller coaster these past few years.
It's been a little longer than that.
I think we need to do what we had said a couple minutes ago. I think from this point on, we need to make an official declaration that every show will begin with basketball in some capacity.
You can't do that.
I don't know.
You can't do that. Sometimes I want to be negative.
Yeah, we got.
Sometimes I want to be negative first and then be positive.
I want to step on their necks when I have the chance to put my foot all on Jeremy Pruitt's neck.
Okay. All right. Well, it seems I've been outvoted on this one.
It's been critical.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel
we
like
we go with the biggest news of the day.
You can't just force bas. You just can't force feed basketball down somebody's throat.
Look, that's what I might try to do. I got to be honest. We
it's football
need some,
school.
We need some excitement around here.
We can break down how the sixth man of UT Martin compares to our bench if we need to.
Absolutely not. We are going to have we've got 6 days until this game. Well, I'll tell you what right now what our coverage is going to look like. We're going to whip their ass. That's what our coverage for the next 6 days is going to look like. Wow. UT Martin, you're just the first of many to fall this season.
Wow.
I'm going to make the declaration right now. I can't make the other one, so I'll make that one instead.
It's all going to be okay when we get Hugh Freeze, guys.
I wish.
Winter is coming. Guys, hour number two, it is coming up next. We will see what we can get into. Certainly a lot of Tennessee football talk definitely in that first hour, so we will expand our horizons a little bit on that. I also want to jump into a couple of the professional sports leagues right now. I want to talk about some of the big stories going on in the NFL, plus the longest week in NFL history just ended. It certainly kind of seemed like it, as it legitimately almost went a week. We need a NFL football rundown. Chance, our NBA Christmas Day games have been announced. We got so much stuff coming up in the second hour. You won't want to miss a single second of it. So, we'll take this quick break right here. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two of The Blitz is next. This here's a jam for